Welcome to a 5-minute focus on engagement, a podcast focusing on community engagement, helping you keep your community content, engaged, and your project on track. My name is Rebecca Spencer, Principal Consultant of Bexcom, and I'm here with Amanda. She's a Senior Consultant, Communication and Engagement at Bexcom. And today our topic is about how to turn complaints or negative feedback into opportunities.
I think this is a really important topic. So as communications professionals, one of the key things that we have to manage as part of our role is complaints.
Absolutely. I've managed all sorts of complaints, as you could imagine, on all sorts of projects. Some are very interesting. But look, they don't always have to be entirely negative for a project. Sometimes they could present an opportunity or sometimes even innovation.
I mean, receiving a complaint or a piece of negative feedback really is an opportunity to interact with your community. I guess the key here is that if you manage a complaint really quickly and effectively, you can start to build trust and rapport with the community that you're working in. Things like saying that you will look into the issue and getting back to the stakeholder really quickly, those members of the community will be grateful and satisfied that you've helped with their concern, and that can really help go a long way with trust.
Absolutely. And receiving a complaint is also a chance to review your processes, and you could make a change. It could be clearer community material if someone comes to you and says, you know, this was confusing. It's also an opportunity to identify groups in the community that you may not have reached out to. And it's a really good opportunity to make changes for the better. Look, I've had an example on a project site that we got complaints about a truck banging when it was offloading some material, and the guys implemented some sort of buffer system and it reduced the noise. So we wouldn't have known about that, and that innovation was actually rolled out onto other projects. Another example is a community group which we weren't aware of on the project. Once we started meeting with them regularly and heard some of their issues, concerns and complaints, we agreed to meet with them on a regular basis, and they became community advocates for the project, and we had regular liaison groups.
Well, it's a good point, and complaints can really be good indications about trends that are forming in the community and what's important to those people that you might not be aware of if you're particularly coming from an outside community into an area that you don't live in. So we've also noticed that complaints might be a bit more focused on confusing notifications or mixed messages, and that they've been more keen to get digital information via email or text rather than the traditional letterbox drop. So this says to us that the community is really craving digital communications. I mean, we're in 2019. We've moved on from paper in a letterbox, which I think as an industry, we need to jump on that and move and respond quickly.
I've also noticed in the last few years through our complaints and talking to the community that their feedback suggests they want to be involved in the consultation process from the beginning. So it's not simply a complaint about the end product or an action from the project, but it's having that involvement in the project throughout its decision-making process. And I think that's definitely an opportunity to draw on when we're in the community and working in the community. Look, so in summary, I guess complaints don't always have to be negative, and with the right management techniques and by simply listening to the community, you can actually turn those complaints into opportunities and sometimes even innovation.
On that note, that's our 5 minutes up. That's it for this week's episode of A 5-Minute Focus on Engagement. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us through our website at www.bexcom.com.au.
Also, if you're feeling generous, leave us a quick review, rating, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Thanks for listening. Until next time.